very pleasant good morning to you and welcome to the Deed of Inheritance, a program sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship right here in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. I sure hope that you're having a wonderful day today. We are right here in Palmyra, and I am Fiona Pishka. I'm here with my husband, Doug Pishka. How are you doing this morning, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing very well.
And I know that today you will be continuing a message that you taught on last week in our program, of course, called Overcoming Fear.
Yeah, we began this message last week, and we got into part of it, and I just want to continue on with it because I believe that a lot of people deal with fear, and we want to see them overcome that.
Amen. You know, people, there was a time, I don't remember when it was, but not too long ago, that there was a show on TV called The Fear Factor, and it was designed, I guess, to help people overcome their fear. I don't think it lasted too long. It's not on right now, I don't believe. But the fear, overcoming fear that we'll be teaching you on today is something that you can take for the rest of your life. It will last if you apply it to your life, and it will actually do what it was intended to do. It's not just a fad, because it is the Word of God, so it will never get old. It's fresh every time. So you want to stay tuned for that. If you've tried everything and your life seemed to be kind of going around in a circle and you're always fearful, you come to a certain point in your life and you always get afraid of something, this would be the thing that could possibly help you break through using the Word of God. So stay tuned for the lesson today. Before Pastor Doug starts preaching to us today, I would like to inform you of a couple things that's happening right here at Victory Christian Fellowship. And of course, tonight we have our Wednesday night refreshing at 7 p.m. Then this Saturday, ladies, if you are available, we will be having our Woven Women's Group meeting. Woven stands for Women Overcoming Victoriously, Enjoying New Life. That's the name of our ladies group here at the church. And what we do is we get together, we have some snacks, and then we have some games or an icebreaker, something fun that we do. And then we get into the Word of God. And so this Saturday, I will be teaching on decisions. In our every single day, we have to wake up and make decisions, you know, as simple as getting out of bed, staying in bed, doing something, not doing something. And our lives are based on the decisions that we make, and the results we get in life, in most cases, are based on the decisions that we make, whether it was a bad decision or a good one. And so on Saturday, I'd like to teach us on decisions. We're going to look at the Word of God and see what it says about how we make decisions, how to make the right decisions, and what do we do when a decision we've made does not really happen the way we plan it. So you don't want to miss that. It's at 10 a.m. right here in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. If you would like directions on how to get here, call us at 717-838-2033, or you may log on to our website at www.vcfpa.org. We'd like you to make note of our website, because it's going to be very important to you if you want to continue to listen to our programs coming up here. And that again is www.vcfpa.org. And I know, Pastor Doug, the website is going to be important after the end of this month. People who would like to still hear the Deed of Inheritance, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we record our radio program online, and we have a lot more people listen to it over the computer. We have people that are in several different states that listen to it, and so it's going to be easier for us to reach those people by having it exclusively online.
Amen. So we are deciding to put our radio program exclusively online. So it will be a weekly word for you, fresh as ever. Pastor Doug will be ministering, and we will be coming to you via our website. Of course, on that same website, in the same place you'll be hearing the radio program, you could also hear Pastor Doug's sermon, some of my teaching from the previous Woven meetings, and things like that. And you are welcome to listen to those at any time. Download them and give them to friends and family, and to share the Word of God with everyone you know. Let them know about this program online. Let them know they could listen and they could learn and grow from the Word of God. So we'd certainly like you to keep that in mind. Of course, we will also be having a wonderful Father's Day service this Sunday. And I know many people, if it's not your regular opportunity to go to church, we would advise you maybe to bring your dad, bring your brother or an uncle, or the male figure in your family, to come out to church on Sunday, which is this coming Sunday, will be Father's Day. Our service starts at 10 a.m. And I know you will not want to miss the word of God that comes forth. Amen. Well, we sure hope that you could join us for some of these events that we have coming up. And just let us know if there's anything we could pray for you and your family about. Of course, our phone number is 717-838-2033. Now, here's Pastor Doug with today's message.
Thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance. We believe that this program will help you inherit God's promises and experience their benefits. And join me for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your precious word today. I pray that you would illuminate the minds of those who are hearing this message today and listening to this broadcast. And Father, I pray that you would touch them with the power of God and that you would demonstrate your goodness and grace to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And last week we began discussing this topic, which I entitled Overcoming Fear. I believe that as a believer in Jesus Christ, and maybe you're not a believer, but you want to be, you want to change your life and you want to hook up with God, you want to connect with Him, you want to become a member of His family. And so this it will help us overcome fear. You know, fear is a sense of reverence or awe and respect or an unpleasant emotion caused by a sense of danger. And fear can paralyze an individual from taking any action. It can keep you from taking risk and moving forward and receiving a blessing. And so we want to talk about some ways that you can overcome fear. You know, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions of fear will always come, but you don't have to allow fear to hinder you from taking any appropriate action that is necessary for whatever circumstance you find yourself in. And we had talked last week about one way to overcome fear is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. When you do this, the Bible says in Psalm 91:5, it says, "You shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow or the evil plots of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday." And things can be, it says, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. And so, but he tells us that you shall not be afraid. Even though all these things are happening, even close to you, around you, but you don't have to be afraid. And this is why I want to help you not to fear, to overcome fear. And you can act in spite of that. And so we spent some time talking about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and we talked about how Daniel, who was thrown into a lion's den, and he rested there because the Lord had shut the angel or the lion's mouth, and therefore he wasn't afraid of even being thrown into a den of lions. That could be very scary for some. People could be afraid of being eaten alive or being hurt or wounded, but Daniel was not. And he faced this challenge, even though I'm sure that thoughts of fear maybe came to him, but he acted in the right way in spite of the fear that he might have had. And the Lord helped him to overcome that fearful situation. And then I believe we got into the second thing that's going to help you overcome fear, and that is rest in God's love. Now, 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 tells us, "There is no fear in love, but full-grown or perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror." Aren't you glad that when perfect love comes in, it will cast fear out? Because fear brings with it the thought of punishment. So he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love. See, if you're walking in the love of God, then you don't have anything to fear. When you're walking in the love of God, you're not going to be afraid to develop relationships. You're not going to be afraid to take risks and to develop trust with individuals. You know, that's what Jesus did. He developed a relationship with 12 disciples, and then he had 70, and then there were others that had developed relationships with him, and he wasn't afraid because, you know, perfect love comes in and it casts fear out. Now, this fear is like a spirit of slavery that'll bring you into bondage, but the spirit of adoption, which is the spirit that we cry to God as our Father, delivers us from fear. It delivers us from that bondage because we have the full rights and privileges being a child of God. We have the full rights and privileges of heaven. Now, the third thing that will help you overcome fear is you have to know His divine presence is with you. Do you know that God's presence is with you? This is what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13. He says, "Fear not." In other words, he said, "There is nothing to fear." Why? He said, "For I am with you." Who is with you? I am is with you. And he said, "Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will hold you up." Isn't that good news? See, so we don't have to be afraid because we know that God is with us. He's right here. And he finishes in verse 13. He said, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, fear not, I will help you." He's close enough to hold your hand. And that's how we have to be with God. We have to walk in close intimacy with Him, knowing that He's right here with us no matter what we face. And you have to realize that God is your creator, He is your provider, He is your healer, He is your savior, and He is the Almighty God. None can compare to Him. And Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3 tells us, "God is our refuge and strength, a very and well-proved help in trouble." He is a very present help in trouble. We will not fear. Why won't we fear? Because we know that He is present. He is with us. And when He is with us, you know, there was a time when Jesus walked on the water and He was coming to where His disciples were, and they were afraid. They were terrified because some of them thought that they had seen a ghost. But He said, "Be of good cheer. I am here." He said, "Fear not. Do not fear. Be of good cheer." See, that's another way that you can overcome fear is to replace your fear with joy. Joy will help you overcome fear. And you can be of good cheer because He is right here with you. And Psalm 118, verse 6 tells us that the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? See, He's on your side. Did you know that the Lord is on your side? And you have to be on His side. You have to be on the winning team. And this is how we know that His presence is with us. If you know the Lord, you know that He is with you. And a fourth thing that I want to help you do is to overcome fear is to stand still and see the salvation of God. Stand still and see the salvation of God. What do I mean by that? Well, you need to put your mind to rest and you need to control your thoughts. You know, thinking thoughts may or may not harm you, but thinking thoughts, if you think on them long enough, will determine what course of action you take. And, you know, for example, if thoughts of fear are coming at you and you find yourself being terrified or afraid or not willing to act or do what is necessary in the situation that you face, then you need to take control of your thoughts because that's where fear begins. Fear begins as a thought. And like any thought, you can choose to act on it or not. For example, a thought unspoken dies unborn. You know, if you refuse to speak a thought, or if you refuse to act on a thought, then that thought really can't harm you. It can't do anything. thoughts can only do things that you allow them to do. So you need to put your mind to rest and you need to control your thoughts. Now, I'm not saying stop thinking. I'm just simply saying that you need to get a grip on what you're thinking. You have to exercise some control over the types of thoughts. You know, the Bible says to think on these things, what things soever are pure, lovely, just, faithful, of good report. He said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So it does matter what you think on. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. Now this is when Pharaoh was coming close to the Israelites, right after the Israelites had been delivered from Egypt, and they were heading away from Egypt, and they were coming to where the Red Sea was. The Egyptian army, Pharaoh and his army, were behind them. And Exodus 14, 10 says, when Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked up, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And the Israelites were exceedingly frightened, and they cried out to the Lord. So it was a very frightening and terrifying moment for the Israelites, because they saw their oppressors coming after them. And Egypt must have had a pretty strong army, because it kept the Israelites in bondage for over 400 years. But in verse 13, Moses told the people, he said, fear not. See, in the face of fear, in the face of a circumstance that was exceedingly frightening and it caused people to cry to the Lord, Moses spoke and said, fear not. See, when you feel fear coming on you, you can tell yourself, fear not. That will begin to diminish the strength that fear can have on you. He said, fear not, stand still. What does that mean? It means be firm, be confident, and be undismayed. Don't dismay. Don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed. And it begins with controlling your thoughts. And he said, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. Well, see, when the Lord is near to you, he's able to fight for you. When you put your trust in him, he'll exercise his strength on your behalf. He'll fight for you. And he told them, along with this, he said, you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. It seems to me like they had control over their feelings and what they could do in the situation. He said, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. See, that fear had paralyzed them from making progress. And they had to put their mind to rest, and they had to control their thoughts, you know, because they saw the Egyptians coming. You know, the thing that they were experiencing was real. It wasn't imaginary. But in the midst of that, you still have to take control over your thoughts. And God told them to move forward. See, they were paralyzed from moving forward. But thank God that the Lord led Moses to stretch out his hand over the Red Sea. And supernaturally, God caused the Red Sea to open up. He made a way where there was no way. And, you know, in the story of Jehoshaphat, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 15 through 22, Jehoshaphat was surrounded, and for a moment he felt overwhelmed. But he did the right thing in the midst of that. He sought the Lord. He fasted for 3 days, and he set his mind to seek the Lord. See, in the midst of danger, when you have an opportunity to fear, it's good for you to seek the Lord, to set your mind to seek the Lord, because that helps you overcome fear by getting your mind on spiritual things or higher things. And Jehoshaphat received a word from the Lord, and the Lord told him, he said, be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude. It doesn't matter how big or how powerful or how strong the thing is that you're facing. You have a choice. You can either fear or not.
But he told the people, "Be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." And he told them to take your positions, stand still, and see the deliverance of the Lord, who is with you. He said, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." See, he had to encourage them over and over that he was with them, and all they had to do was face the enemy, face the danger. They had to see it, but while they were seeing it, they had to control their thoughts so that their thoughts wouldn't overwhelm them. And I want to give you seven things now to encourage you not to fear. Here's some things of why you don't have to fear. Number one, you don't have to fear because God will bless you in life's journey. In Genesis chapter 26, verses 24 and 25, he told Isaac, he said, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you, and will favor you with blessings and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." So he told Isaac not to fear. See, the Lord wouldn't tell you not to fear if you didn't have a choice. If you were bound by fear and nothing could be done about it, he wouldn't tell you not to fear. But see, he spoke to Isaac and said, "Fear not." So now Isaac had a choice. He could either fear and be afraid of the economic or financial situation that he was in. He was in a land that had a famine, and he was going to go and move away from the famine, but the Lord said, "No, go where I tell you to go." Well, that's going to cause you to either trust God or not. So he decided to trust God, and the Lord told him to stay in the land that was experiencing the famine. Now, in a famine, you're not going to have, people want to say that we're in a recession, but, people are still making products. Money is still being made. Products are still being sold. And you have a choice. So Isaac chose to believe God, and God said, "I'm going to bless you and I'm going to multiply you." So God's blessings will be provided for you along life's journey. And then you have to don't fear lack. Don't fear lack. God told Elijah when he sent him to the widow at Zarephath, and the widow was in a dire economic strait. She had only enough food for her and her son to eat one last meal. But Elijah told her, he said, "Fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me a little cake first and bring it to me, and afterward prepare some for yourself and your son." And the Bible says that they did eat many days. But see, if Elijah hadn't dealt with the fear first, then she would have been overwhelmed in her mind, and those thoughts would have taken over, and it would have hindered her from acting, and she would have died. But see, she had to deal with the fear first. And so you got to deal with the fear in your life. You got to deal with those thoughts of fear that come to your mind. Number three, you don't have to fear peril or danger because God will protect you. You know, there was a time when Elisha's servant, he walked outside and saw that all the king's horses and chariots were surrounding them, and they were facing danger. An enemy had come to where they were and surrounded them. And Elisha told him, he said, "Fear not, for those with us are more than those with them." Then Elisha prayed that his eyes to be opened, and the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So, you know, his servant could have feared, but Elisha had to deal with the fear, and he did it with words. He spoke words. He said, "Fear not." He took control of his thoughts with his words, with his mouth. And that's how you have to overcome fear. When you're facing a situation or a challenge or a difficulty, what you say first may determine what God will do second. And you've got to arrest fear before it overwhelms you. If you don't arrest fear, fear will then take over, and it will hinder you from taking the right action. You may not act at all because fear will paralyze you. But friend, you don't have to be paralyzed. You can act even in spite of having thoughts of fear. When you start speaking faith-filled words, or what God said in His Word, then God's power will be available to you to help you overcome fear. And then you don't have to fear trials or going through life alone. You know, some of us fear being alone. But God said in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 5, He says, "Fear not, for I redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Now, isn't that interesting how He said, don't fear because I'm with you. You're not alone. God is with you. And all you have to do is turn to Him. He's closer to you than you think. Then you don't have to fear cares of this world or lack. God told His disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verses 30 and 31, He said, "The very hairs of your head are numbered." He said, "Fear not, you are more valuable than sparrows." You know, if God takes care of the animals, He'll take care of you. You don't have to fear that you're not going to have what you need, because God is a good God. He's your Father. He'll provide for you. He is awesome about that. And then finally, you don't have to fear what is beyond the grave, because Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18 tells us, "When I saw Him, I fell at His feet as if dead, but He laid His right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the ever-living One. I died, but I see that I am alive forevermore, and I possess the keys of death, hell, and the grave.'" And, you know, the Lord is your light and salvation. Whom shall you fear? Whom shall you be afraid? Friend, you can overcome the feelings of fear. Fear is simply false evidence that appears real. Fear is faith in the devil. You don't have to allow fear to dominate your thinking. You know, many mental disorders are caused by fear. People have phobias. And you know what? That's bondage. And I'm here today to tell you that that bondage can be broken. That prison can be opened. Those chains can fall off you right now. And I just want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray that those listening to this program today who have dealt with fear or who are dealing with fear, Lord, we give the death blow to fear today. We say that the chains that come with fear are broken. Lord, how fear has put people in a prison. Father, we destroy the power of fear in their lives. You don't have to be afraid, but you can put your trust in the Lord. You can make Him your Lord and Savior. Call on Him today, for He'll answer you and save you, because our God is a good God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's your hope that you learned something today, that you're able to put aside all those things that held you back in life. And please don't be afraid to call us too. Our phone number is 717-838-2033. Of course, our website at www.vcfpa.org. We are available here to help you at Victory Christian Fellowship. All of our people enjoy helping the body of Christ. And so if there's something that you're dealing with in life, an area that you need some help with, just let us know. Give us a call and we will do the best that we possibly can. And don't forget, of course, tonight at 7 p.m., you could come right here at Wednesday Night Refreshing. And then, of course, Saturday for the ladies, if you're interested in becoming part of a women's group that study the Word of God and then practice the Word of God, you can come here right here in Palmyra at 10 a.m. at our church. So visit our website, www.vcfpa.org. And come check us out sometime for a service to uplift your soul. Well, God bless you today as you continue to inherit His promises and experience their benefits.